This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, you might think Antarctica is the coldest, most predictable place on Earth, but something extraordinary is happening above it right now. And I must admit, I saw these headlines in the news, and I thought, what is going on? Temperatures high over the icy continent have spiked more than 35 degrees Celsius above normal. It's an event scientists call sudden stratospheric warming, and it could change the way our spring and summer unfold here in Australia. Well, joining me is Senior Lecturer in Atmospheric Science, Martin Yucca from the University of New South Wales. Martin, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
When we hear that the air above Antarctica is 35 degrees warmer than usual, that sounds very alarming. What's actually happening up there?
Yeah, thanks. Yes, it does sound alarming, but an important thing to mention maybe first is that this is not down where the ice and the penguins, ice is and the penguins live. Uh-huh. So this is far up, they're up 30 kilometers up from the surface. And what happened is that it would normally be about minus 55 degrees, so pretty cold. And then it was just for a few days to a few weeks, depends how exactly you measure it. It was much, much warmer, as you just said. And so this is not immediately felt at the surface. It's just the air up there, which can change that quickly, although it does so rarely, as you said.
Is it linked to global warming and climate change, or is it something else entirely?
That's a good question, yes. We want to find out. So one thing is that these events have happened in the past. It's just that we didn't expect really them to happen that often. So maybe a bit of history there. There was the first one really scientists observed was in 2002. And one thing is with these things, the stratosphere, you can't really observe this except if you have satellites. So we can't know what happened before the late 1970s because we simply couldn't measure what was happening up there. So that's one thing. We don't know what happened before like 1979 when the first satellites came up. But since 1979 to 2002, it never happened. So we thought for a long time they don't happen in the southern hemisphere. It's something that happens in the northern hemisphere more often. But then it happened, and then another one happened in 2019. So then suddenly was the question, well, is this due to climate change now? And we've done a study, and we thought that, well, we should expect one of these events about once every 22 years. And that kind of works with 2002 to 2019 because you don't have to take it literally once every 22 years. It can be plus minus a few years. So that works. But now 6 years later is another one. So we think, okay, is this now climate change? But it's really difficult to say because what we did actually, we looked at future, like end of the century, how with climate models, how it would look, and we found that if anything, they would become even rarer. So we should see even fewer of them with climate change.
So it's really completely out of the norm.
Yeah. Sorry?
It's completely out of the norm then.
Yeah, it is. But I should add now, the reason why I'm not saying no, it's not climate change, is because they one thing that we know impacts these events is low sea ice and hot tropical sea surface temperatures. And now what happens this year and also last year, both of these conditions are given. So we have pretty low sea ice in Antarctica, and we also very warm tropical waters in the Pacific. So both of these things could potentially be the reason for that. And then now we have to go to the next step. Is it low sea ice because of climate change? Is it hot temperatures because of climate change? And that question is probably yes.
If you've just tuned in, we're chatting with Senior Lecturer in Atmospheric Science, Martin Yukar from the University of New South Wales, about the strange burst of sudden warming over Antarctica, where air temperatures are up to 35 degrees warmer than normal in the stratosphere. Now, when this kind of warming happens, Martin, what kind of ripple effect does it have on our weather here in Australia?
Yes, thanks. Yeah, that's the important part, right? We want to know how it impacts us. So what's pretty interesting is that by now, the temperatures actually have come back to about normal in the stratosphere. But the effect of the warming that happened a few weeks ago is still making its way down to us. So it's a very slow process. It's coming slowly down. And what the impact would be normally is that we would have weather systems being guided a bit more equatorward rather than being out south of Australia over the Southern Ocean, the roaring 40s. That's where they usually are, and they might be guided a bit more over our southern coast. And so it actually looks like we're starting seeing this effect, and the winds have shifted in that direction that we would expect from such an event. And so the broad effect over an entire season, like our spring or the coming summer, would be that it should be a bit drier in southeastern Australia. So that would be New South Wales, southern Queensland, Victoria, and to some extent also South Australia. So we would expect warmer and drier than usual. But now the thing is that all of the seasonal forecasts so far have called for wetter season. And the reason for that is, again, these very, very warm ocean temperatures around Australia. So it seems like the two are a bit battling each other, and it's not very clear who is going to win. So what could happen is that just those seasonal forecasts were a bit too pessimistic, that it might not be as wet as we thought initially. But it's really something that needs to be, you know, understood better and better forecast.
Martin, before we run out of time, just when should we start, I suppose, to see the effects of this strange Antarctic event here at home? And I suppose, you know, how many in the weeks ahead, what should we look out for, given that we've got this sort of struggle going on between the two?
Yeah, so I mean, I've checked, you know, just today, or actually since that happened, I checked almost every day. And there is a signal now, so we do see the weather system going a bit further equatorward than we might usually expect otherwise this time of the year. But I also have to say that spring is really messy, general. We all know that in spring there can all these cold fronts come over, then there's a heat wave, and so on. So there's a lot of different weather events happening anyway in spring, and sometimes it's difficult to make the direct connection to anything else that's happening. But it looks like there is a small effect happening. And what should we expect? And that's exactly so. I would really think this is something which the forecast models, once they know that this event happens and that goes through observations, so we put that into the weather models, they're pretty good at including this effect. So I would still just, you know, go for the Bureau's seasonal forecast when it gets updated, and it does get updated regularly, because those models have all of the effects in and they can resolve these struggles. I would expect, or actually since I'm living in that region as well, I would hope that we have a bit less of a wet spring and summer, because we've had enough water, haven't we?
Martin, always good to chat with you. I hate the dry.
Okay, then go for it. You live in Victoria. I live in New South Wales.
Thank you so much. True, you've had a lot up there. Thank you so much for chatting with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Warren. Thanks.
Thank you. That is Senior Lecturer in Atmospheric Science, Martin Yukar from University of New South Wales in Sydney. So not as much to worry about as we thought it might be. 35 degrees, though. It's a lot, isn't it? You're on Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.